Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on June 4 regarding Christopher Essig, ESSIG. Christopher Essig is a 24-year-old male who currently reports. He was injured at work in October 2020. Paired at that time, landing gear fell on his leg. Paired that structure weighs between 300 and 500 pounds. Paired it pinned his left shin against the concrete floor. But as a result, he believes he injured his left leg and went to the emergency room afterwards. Paired had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of nerve damage and severe fracture. Paired, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Paired, new paragraph, as per one of his claim petitions, he alleges on 10-5-20 while lifting landing gear, it fell on the ground. Paired, his left leg got trapped under the landing gear. He also filed a claim petition relative to an event of 12-21-20 when he dislocated his left knee on the work site. Scratched it at the work site. Paired, new paragraph, treatment records show he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Murray on 10-6-20. Paired, he reported injuring his left knee the previous day. Period. X-rays of the knees demonstrated no acute fractures or osseous abnormalities. Period. Exam of the left knee showed no significant effusion, but there was tenderness along the posterior aspect of the knee. Period. Full range of motion with some pain with full extension and full flexion. Period. There was no obvious laxity. Paired, Dr. Murray diagnosed left knee injury as well as internal derangement of the left knee, for which he recommended an MRI. Period. MRI of the knee was done on 10-20-20 to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph. Mr. Essig was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Zook on 10-14-20. Period exam found some swelling of the knee, but no atrophy or ecchymosis. Period had severe pain with range of motion. Period had an antalgic gait and decreased sensation to palpation. Period he performed x-rays of the left femur, tibia, and fibula. They showed no evidence of fracture, bone lesions, or deformity. Paired soft tissues did not show any significant abnormalities. Paired x-rays of the left tibia and fibula revealed no evidence of fracture, comma bone lesions, comma deformity, or arthritic changes. Paired there was a small chronic calcification at the distal patella tendon. Paired soft tissues did not show any significant abnormalities. Paired Dr. Zook placed him in a range of motion hinged knee brace. Period. He was also going to follow up and get the aforementioned MRI. Period. Returned to Dr. Zook on 11-2-20 to review the MRI results. Period. He opined the petitioner had sustained a stable, non-displaced fracture. Period. His brace was adjusted. Period. He was going to continue with physical therapy. Period. The plan was to discharge him and return him to full duty upon follow-up. Period. On 11-16-20, Mr. Essig remained symptomatic. Period. The physical therapy was extended. Period. The plan was to return to work full duty in 2 weeks. Period. On 11-30-20, he returned to Dr. Zook with continued decreased sensation over the fibular head and into the shin and top of the left foot. Period. His symptoms had worsened since the last visit. Period. He did not feel he would be able to complete his job duties at that time due to continued weakness and pain in the left knee and leg. An EMG was then ordered. Period, new paragraph. On 12-7-20, Dr. Gottfried performed an EMG to be inserted here. Period, on 12-14-20, Dr. Zuck noted these results. Period, he rendered a diagnosis of mononeuropathy, common peroneal palsy. Period, he did not recommend further treatment at that time. Period, symptoms were unimproved upon follow-up. Then a repeat EMG to assess the healing of the nerve injury would be entertained. Period, he did not recommend consideration for surgical intervention based on a guarded prognosis with such injuries to the common peroneal at the knee. Period, however, over the next 6 months, he would expect his symptoms to improve. Period. New paragraph, and insert this back chronologically where it goes. On 11-27-20, he went to Shore Medical Center emergency room, continuing to have pain in the left leg with no improvement. Period. He apparently was treated and released, but we are not in receipt of that entire note. Period. New paragraph. On 12-22-20, he returned to Dr. Zook's office. Period. He reported another injury when sweeping. Period. He had just returned back to full duty the previous day. Period. He states he, quote, dislocated his kneecap, period, end quote. However, he related his knee swelled. Period. He went to the emergency room where x-rays were performed and he was discharged. Period. Dr. Zook spoke to the emergency room physician, who noted healed proximal fibular fracture of the left knee and an neuropraxia of the peroneal nerve about the fibular head. Period. It was noted he had sustained this new injury while in a dial lock brace. Period. He was then switched to a patellar stabilizer brace with neoprene. Period. He was to return in 2 months for follow-up as previously scheduled to evaluate the status of the peroneal nerve neuropraxia. Period. On 2-15-21, he did see Dr. Zook again. Period. He was again cleared for full duty work and was discharged at maximum medical improvement. Period. However, on another visit, the petitioner returned on 5-12-21 with intermittent burning and at times pain, especially during the night, about the proximal anterolateral aspect of his left leg. Period. He had no pain over the fracture site of the proximal fibula. Period. His gait pattern was normal. Period. There was normal full range of motion about the left knee with no swelling or deformity. Period. There was a mildly positive Tinel sign over the peroneal nerve as it coursed about the fibular head. Period. He had normal strength and he was able to stand on his toes and heels independently. Period. Dr. Zook discharged him from care, having reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He again did not recommend surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. On 1-26-21, the petitioner presented to the emergency room with knee pain. Period. He reported his symptoms were now getting worse. Period. He was unable to fully extend his left knee or flex it. Period. He had full range of motion of the left ankle, but decreased sensory feeling. Period. X-rays of the left tibia and fibula were unremarkable. Period. He also underwent a venous doppler ultrasound negative for deep vein thrombosis. He was then treated and released. Period. Physical exam. General appearance before the examination began. He was cursing in the waiting room and complaining of a lot of pain and hitting the wall. Period. He stated after work he has a lot of pain. Period. He goes to the emergency room a lot and gets injections that help for a couple of days. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed intermittent rapid shaking of his lower extremities that appeared to be consistent with withdrawal from narcotics. Period. There were aorosyphagus spots circumferentially on the feet. Period. It was unclear if this was from a dermatitis. Period. He had an abrasion about the left upper leg, knee, and shin that he stated was from a fence at home. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-, resisted left extent to Hals's longest strength in a non-reducible fashion, but was otherwise full at 5/5. Period. Plantar flexor strength elicited tenderness. Period. Knees normal macro, feet and ankles normal macro, lumbar normal macro, lumbar. He ambulated with an antalgic gait on the left in an unreproducible fashion. Period. After the exam, he was seen ambulating without a limp. Period. He was able to walk on his heels without difficulty. Period. He could walk on his toes also, but complained of pain in the left knee while doing so. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 10/5/20, Christopher Essig's left leg was injured when a heavy object crushed it against the concrete ground. Period. He was seen by orthopedist Dr. Murray the next day and was initiated on conservative care. Period. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Zook on 10/14/20. Period. The left knee MRI was done on 10/20/20. Period. Afterwards, Dr. Zook made adjustments in his knee brace. Period. Mr. Essig's condition continued to improve. Period. On 12/7/20, he underwent an EMG to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Upon returning to work, he claimed on 12/21/20, he was sweeping and injured his left leg again. Period. He did go to the emergency room on 11/27/20, and then again on 1/26/21. Period. He had x-rays and an ultrasound of the left leg that were unrevealing. Period. He also participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. He saw Dr. Zook again through 5/12/21, and he was released from care to full duty. Period. We'll go back to general appearance. There appeared to be bruising from an intravenous site in his upper extremity. Period. This would correlate with his possible presentation to the emergency room again. Period. He was cursing in the exam room and complaining of a lot of pain while doing so. Period. He also hit the wall numerous times. Period. He reports going to the emergency room a lot and getting an injection that helps him for a couple of days. Period. The current examination found there to be full range of motion of the left knee. Without any crepitus or tenderness. Period. There was discoloration about the feet, possibly due to a dermatitis. Period. He claimed the abrasion on his left leg was due to a fence at home. Period. He had intermittent rapid shaking, suggestive of drug withdrawal. Purity ambulated with an unreproducible antalgic gait on the left. Purity was able to squat and rise. Purity paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. But this incorporates his fibular fracture and associated nerve injury. Period. End.